So tonight, I want to discuss the very end of Parshas Bamidbar. At the very end of Parshas Bamidbar, this is actually the last commandment in Parshas Bamidbar. The Torah tells us in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron Lemor, God speaks to Moshe and to Aaron. And what does he say to them? Al tachrisu hashevet mishpachos hakasi b'toch halavim. Don't cut off the tribe of the families of Kahat from the Levim. This is what you need to do for them, that they should live and not die. Begishtam as Kodesh HaKadoshim, when they come close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron Uvanov Yavo, Vesamu Osam Ish Alavodasav El Maso, because Aaron and his children will come and they're going to place them. Everyone's going to do his particular job, right? Everyone's going to make sure that everyone has the right job, and then they're going to carry the right thing. And Pasuk Chaf, the very last commandment, V'lo yavo liros kivala es hakodesh v'besu, that you need to make sure that you don't look kivala es hakodesh v'besu. What does that mean? That you got to make sure that they don't see when the Kodesh is Bala, Beis Lamed Ayin. Because if you do, then you're going to die. So it would be nice to know what they shouldn't do so that they won't die. What does it mean, V'lo yavo liros kivala? What does the word Bala mean? Bolea?
It means
to eat, to swallow. So they shouldn't come to see when the Kodesh is swallowed. A little strange word, right? So the Targum Unculus says, "V'lo ye'ul ye'alun lemechze kad." They're not going to go up to see kad when. How do you translate kivalah? Michsan, from the word kisa, for when it's covered. Yas mane kucha, when the kelim are covered, they're not supposed to gaze at them. And Rashi follows this position, and Rashi says, Yachnisu kol kliu kli linartiko hamefurash lo b'parshazu, that they will place every vessel into its pouch. Like the end of Parshas Bamidbar discusses all of the different how the different kalim are covered, are placed in different containers or pouches or whatever it is when they are carried. So basically, according to Rashi, what are you supposed to do when you're carrying all the kelim? You put them in their nartik, in their pouches, and don't look at it. V'lo yitztarchu alaviyim b'nekas el ases. And what they have to do, they simply carrying them. They shouldn't, no peeking, no looking inside. I guess Aaron and his children will, cover the stuff, and Aaron and his children will cover all the kelim. And then the Levim, who are not Aaron and his children, what are they going to do? Simply carry it. Don't peek. That is Rashi's position, right? And that's what it says in Perek Dal Pasachaf. Rashi says, "V'levoli rosh kavalas hakodesh letoch nartik shelo." You shouldn't look inside your own the pouch when they're carrying it, right? Because I think we said above, "A parshazup, a parsu alav beged plodi v'chisio sabimichse plodi." So you're covering it. So what's balua? Balua shelo hu kisu yo. So what is balua? That is the covering. Okay? So that is that whatever is balua, that is what is covered. So because when you swallow something, you cover it up. So that's Rashi's explanation. Don't see them when they're covered. The Rashbam says kibala. He says, Kisha sotrim esahechal nigla ve'im yiru yamusu. When they take apart the mikdash, or the mishkan, right? When they're moving, they're disassembling the pieces, when they're moving the mishkan, when they're traveling. If they look at it, they're going to die. Kamo shematzini ba'anshe Beit Shemesh. In Sefer Shoftim, we learn about the people of Beit Shemesh. Kiro ba'aron Hashem, that when they gaze at the aron, so they die. So this is similar when they're moving the kalim, then they should not look at it lest they die. And what's kibala? He cites words that bala means sort of disassembled, take apart. So bala means to take apart. So when the Aaron is taken apart, so dismantled, then you can't look at it. So it's similar to Rashi. They translate Kabbalah differently, but basically both of their opinions is when it's being covered, when it's being disassembled, no peeking. Ibn Ezra, he says, V'chayu yosifu chayim. They're going to live long. V'lo yomusu, they're not going to die, b'kares. They're going to have the punishment in heaven. V'tam kim yishmeru, if they follow, yikablu sechar, they're going to receive reward. V'imlo, if not, yanshu, they're going to be punished. Ki tachen shelo yanshu. Because hopefully they won't be punished. Al ken v'lo yomusu. He says, v'chayu v'lo yomusu. That's what we're hoping. We're hoping they're going to live and they won't die. They'll do everything the correct way. V'samu osam ha'aron ha'shulchan v'menorah v'mizbechos. Aaron and his children will place the Aaron, the Shulchan, Benor, Mizbechos in the, you know, with the kelim, and they're going to carry them as appropriately. So they're not allowed to look. The kahatim, the people from Sheva Khan, are not allowed to look. Kivalas HaKodesh. What does that mean? Kasher Yusar Binyano Yusar Masach HaParoches V'Nigla HaAaron. So Ibn Ezra says specifically, here's an interesting question. What does the Kodesh mean? What does the Kodesh mean? Does it mean all the Kalim? Or what else could it simply mean? Not all
just
the Kalim.
Just the Aaron.
So that's the question. Is Kivalas HaKodesh all the Kalim or just the Aaron? Ibn Ezra wants to say, It is specifically the Aaron. He's saying, don't stare at it, because what happens? Kivalas HaKodesh. So when the building is being disassembled, similar to Rashbam, but then what happens? Yusar Masach HaParochas V'Nigla Aaron. When you're disassembling the Mikdash, the Mishkan, the different Kalim, what are you going to have to do? You have to remove the cover of the paroches, where the paroches covers the Aaron, and then the Aaron's revealed, so don't look. And then he says, V'yishomri ki kavala kamo kisus, like covering, swallow the covering. V'atam kashir yichasu as Aaron, l'seis also, that when you cover the Aaron to carry it. And that's what he says. And he says there are two rules. One is don't touch the Kodesh. He should carry it with poles, but badim yisav v'lo yirah l'kodesh. You shouldn't look at the Kodesh. So Ibn Ezra is a little different than the Rashbam and Rashi. Rashi and the Rashbam are saying when you are transporting the kelim, or when you're disassembling them, or when you're putting them in their pouches, so you're not allowed to look at any of the kelim. Ibn Ezra seems to focus on kivalas l'kodesh. You can't look specifically at the Aaron. And the Ramban says. That, just to round out some of the positions, he says, "Below yavol liros kabbalas hakodesh." Rabbi Seder Bruma Maseches Sanhedrin, shezo azhara al hagodev klisharis chayabisa. So he wants to say, "This is a warning. You're not allowed to steal klisharis. You're chayabisa for shagneva vagezel yikru blia. The theft is called blia." So he wants to say, maybe it's a prohibition to steal one of the kalim. But then he says, "Aval." Al das ha'ebes taba kasuv ki bavur yos kavod yoshev akruvim. That he wants to say, no, that maybe this is sort of the where. Yeah, so that's a more Kabbalistic. He's saying that this is where the kruvim are static. He's specifically referring to the Aaron. Shab hus haro levim shlo yerasu liros es Hashem. Ad shiridu akodi v'saparochas. So ki az tira kavod b'chev yod uzo v'yashuv el b'kabor rishon l'kodesh hakadoshim. So there he's saying that you shouldn't look at quote-unquote God, meaning you should look at the Aaron, which represents where the Shechita is, until they take down the parochas. So there until they put down the parochas. Because similar idea, you can't look at the Aaron while you're traveling. So you have this kind of split in the Mefarshim. Is the issue of not looking at the Kalim, or is the issue not looking at the Aaron? And the truth is, we have some precedent for Bnei Yisrael not being allowed to look at holy things. Where else do we see Bnei Yisrael we're not allowed to look? Where else? Where else in the Torah do we find that Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to look at something holy?
You couldn't go up the Har on the
Emotion. Right. So in Parshas Yisro, it says when Hashem is giving instructions. So he says in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chavalef, Vayomer Shel Moshe, Reid Ha'ed Baham, Pen Yeher Su, El Hashem Liros, Venaf Menarav. You're not allowed to come close to look. Okay, the same idea as we see here, that you shouldn't cause any destruction by looking at the mountain. And also, in Sefer Shmuel that we mentioned, in Beit Shemesh, the Plishtim had taken the Aron, and then they captured it, but then things were not going well for them. They were being plagued, so they're like, okay, we don't want it anymore. So Bnei Yisrael took it, and the people of the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yotes, Vayach ba'anshei Beit Shemesh ki roh ba'aron Hashem, Vayach ba'am shivim ish chamishim elef ish v'yisablu ha'am ki yikah Hashem ba'am makah gedolah. So, a lot of people died, right? There's thousands and thousands of people died because they gazed at the Aron. So again, it's the Kalim or it's the Aron. Question is, what's the problem? Why are you not allowed to look at the Kalim or the Aron? What's the problem? Like, why can't you look at it?
It could be, something that's precious, you keep in the safe.
Okay, so it's precious, so you keep it the safe.
You just don't show it to everybody.
Why?
It's like, why don't you just show your bank account?
So what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
It means that it could mean a couple of things. It could mean that you just don't want people to window shop. In other words, this looks interesting.
Okay. So let's go with that. Rav Hirsch says the following. He says, if I'm not mistaken, what's the purpose of not looking at the Aron or the Kalim? Hamikdashu inyan lemachshava v'lo l'ri'iyah chushanit. Ideally, we shouldn't need something physical. The real goal of the Mikdash is we have these Kalim, and we're supposed to think about what they represent and the values they represent, but it's not something for us to see them. There's no goal for that, because then we can get carried away with, oh, how it looks, I like this, I don't like this, how this looks. The goal is really to think about the idea behind the Kalim. Nosei HaMikdash Yechavnu Lo Estatam V'Aya Zunu Bo Seineihem. The people who carry the Mikdash, their goal is really to think about what the Kalim represent, and not look at it. Mashmos HaMikdash Temalei Esruchab V'al, the meaning of the Mikdash should fill their spirit. V'aya Sichu Datam Yimen, and they shouldn't deviate their mind from this. Zehu Yesod Ma'oti Shel HaChovah HaMutalos Al Nosei HaMikdash. This is the essence of the obligation that's placed in those who carry the Mikdash. U'lefich, therefore, Behem Zanim Bo Eseinam Achushanit Bishat Kisui HaBehem Echalim Osa Belibam. It's meant for them to think about it. Once you're looking at it, so you say, well, why did Hashem command that it has to be exactly this and this, and this has to be this amount of gold, and these are the dimensions. God's very precise. But maybe He's precise for us to think about what these things represent. But when you look at it, you might get carried away. Maybe you'd even argue that that's how people got carried away from Avodah Zarah, right? They look at the Avodah Zarah, they get carried away by the pictures, and they lose focus on really, it's just, your goal is really to think about what it should look like and why it should look like that. But actually physically seeing it could take your mind away from it. Interesting perspective.
They're going into so much
right.
detail, and even the clothing of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol and all of that. I mean, that's for the people to see. They see that.
I agree with you, Dave.
Some things that you see, but some things you don't see. I think that it's just a function that, the closer you get, the Kalim are the closest things that you get to the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the next step, which is the Aron. So I think, you can see some of the things going in, but as you approach the closeness of Hashem, you know, those things are just too powerful, too awesome for most B'nai Israel to see. I mean, the Kohen can see it because they work with
right.
it, but you're just too close to the
right.
Kedusha over there.
Right. Well, so again, we're not talking about it. So the Begadim are different. The Begadim, you're 100% right, that the Begadim are for people to see. And they're supposed to convey whatever message they're supposed to convey. Apparently, the Kalib, they're not for full viewing. They're,
right.
So,
and I think it's because it's too close to Avodas Hashem. I think you're too close to it at that point.
I think the Kohanim only have to do. So this is not for the regular people to look or touch.
Right. I get, because listen, whenever you look at something, so you could, it could serve to enhance or it could serve to distract. It could have one of two goals. So it could be, since it's so holy, you have to have the purest of thoughts. So maybe you want to actually minimize, you want to minimize the potential. They're machalim osa beliba. Okay, that's what he says. Rav Moshe Chayfetz, so he says, I think he lived in the 16th or 17th centuries. He says, I'll just have a translation. I believe that the text contains a warning against the temptation of high office and the cure, humility. Pride and the feeling of success come before a fall. True contentment and happiness can only be achieved by the feeling of reverence and humility. The sons of Kehas were in danger of becoming victims of pride and vanity as a result of the privilege of carrying the ark which had been bestowed on them. The Holy One, blessed be He, therefore withheld from them one important detail. They were not allowed to carry the ark until Aaron and his sons had covered the holy things, so they should realize that they too were subordinated to someone higher than themselves. The prohibition of touching the holy things was designed to disinflate their pride. They should not imagine that they were in complete control and become overproud. This was the burden of the sons of Kehath. So
that's,
I think,
Rabbi, that's why Nadav and Abihu
right.
were punished, because they did something for it. It was not
yeah.
really they were allowed to do.
Yeah. So here.
So Rabbi, is this a prohibition of B'nai Israel seeing them, or specifically for the Kehath?
Right. So if you look at, let's go up to the psukim here, right? It seems that they're talking to Shevet Levi or the Mishpachot HaKahati, right? The families of the Kahati.
Yeah.
Now, it's not, we're not so concerned because, like, there's no chance for B'nai Israel to go look at it. I'm not saying that they wouldn't be punished or not, but Hashem is addressing the Mishpachot HaKahati and saying that you need to make sure that when you're carrying this stuff that you don't look at it, because they're the ones who are carrying it. So they can potentially peek at it. And Rav Moshe Chayfetz is saying is that they have to have a sense of reverence and humility, and therefore once you're looking at it and they will look at me, I can look at these Kalim. Yeah, you have to create some kind of boundary. And this creates a certain, when you can walk into the Mishkan and you can carry these Kalim and they represent something really holy, so you would think, look at me, I'm so great, I'm so holy. So we have to, the higher you are, sometimes the greater rules you have in order to, get you back down to earth. And therefore, Mike, I guess to address your question, this is really addressed towards the family of Kehath, because this was the danger associated with them that they might do that. What it seems,
we see it in our own world. I mean, people who are high positions, they get corrupted.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's how. So we have sort of Hirsch who's saying that no. The goal really is that we should generally think about the Kalib and not look at the Kalib. So we have to minimize that. And Rav Moshe Chayfetz is talking about it's guarding against pride. Now there's an interesting Gemara though. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Katina, B'shah shal Yisrael olim l'regel magalim lohem es haparoches. So when B'nai Yisrael would make aliyah l'regel, they'd go on their pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, they would roll back the parochas. Umarim lahem es akruvim sheimorim ze bazeh. And they would see the kruvim hugging each other. Umarim lahem, and they would say to them, Ruchi baschem lifnei hamakom kechi basachor dekeva. Ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us like a man and a woman love each other. The kruvim embracing each other represents the love that Hashem has for us. And so that's a wonderful thing. Ah, so then the Gemara says, but wait a second, Mesi Rachista, just that we got a problem about this, because V'lo Yavo Liros Kabbalas HaKodesh. V'amar Rav, right, so V'amar Yehuda Marab Bishas Achnasas. Ah, so he says, doesn't the Pasuk, right, Bishas Achnasas Kelim Lenartek Shelahem, that you, when you bring your Kelim, to their, you know, you're bringing the kalim. You're not supposed to, you know, look at them. And I guess the Gemara here is assuming that even, I'm sorry. Let's start this again. He says that veloyev olirot kavalas hakodesh. So you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to look at the kalim, right? And this is when they're bringing it to their, I guess, when they're sort of disassembling this. So Amar Rav Nachman Mashal Lekala. It's a parable for a kala. Kolzman shehi bebeis aviha tsnua mibala. So I guess the question seems to be that you're not supposed to, when they're traveling, you're not supposed to look at the Levium. The Levium are not even allowed to look. If the Levium are not allowed to look at the kalim when they're being disassembled until they're being covered, right? So certainly, how can the Bnei Yisrael look at the Aaron? Like, how could that be? So Rav Nachman says, no, it's okay, because like a kala, when she's in her father's house, she is hidden from her husband. Once she goes to her father-in-law's house, she's not hidden from her husband. So, like, what does that mean? So it seems, I guess what she's saying is that once, it seems that on the one hand, it seems that Levium can't even look at the Kalim, right? And yet, the Bnei Yisrael can look at it when they made Aliyah L'Regel. But then Rav Nachman said, no, but once the Kala, which I guess are the Kalim or the Aaron, is in her father-in-law's house, then everyone can look at her. Then it's not a problem. So what's he saying here? Why are you allowed to look at the Arod? Why are you allowed to look at the Arod here? Because now it's in his father-in-law's house. So we're not traveling, it's in the father-in-law's house. So what does that seem to indicate? That maybe in the desert when they're traveling, so then you had to hide the Kalim, or at least hide the Kalim or the Aron from the Bnei Yisrael and even the Levium. But once they're in, I guess, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, so then it's okay. You can uncover it. That's what it seems like, right?
Also, maybe because to protect it from unholiness, because it's not the place in unholy.
So you're saying it's an issue of lack of holiness. You can't look at that. Okay, let's see how the Meiri understands this. He says, Zeh Shedemar b'tarv leivol liros kavalas hakodesh b'mesechas Sanhedrin. In the Pershanu k'ein azhara legodiv klishar shekhanayim pogibo. So there's one explanation where it says that it means you can't steal one of the kalim. Umikom makom ikar nyano haya azhara leleviim b'midbar shebeshah shayu hamachnos nosim utrichin lefiruk ma shebesoch habishkad shelo yikantzu haleviim lemishkad b'shas haperuk. And he says that it's a warning to the Levium that when the camps are traveling and they need to disassemble what's in the Mishkan, that the Levium don't go into the Mishkan at the time of disassembly, when they're disassembling it, until they place the kelim into their containers, to their bags. So in the desert, the Bnei Yisrael were like, what? In Arusa. They were engaged to God. But once the Beis HaMikdash is built, and the love has been publicized, the whole world, you know, filled with knowledge of God. Okay, so when they reach this greater understanding of God, when they would make Aliyah Larego, when they descend to Yerushalayim, how you golim lahem paroches, they would roll up the paroches, shalifnei advir, kdei liros bifneim, Aaron v'akruvim, and then they would see the Aaron and the Kruvim. V'yizbonu bahem mashu tachlis. And they would understand what's the purpose. Shkoed Oshiva his achduso lebuskolo. That all of humanity would understand it. V'zev ramzo bamromu marim lahem is kruvim, urim zebaza. And they would show them the Kruvim hugging each other. They see that they're embracing each other. What the Meiri is saying is that the reason why you shouldn't look at the Kelim is not from an arrogance perspective. It's from a tznius perspective. It's modesty. Meaning what? When the Bnei Yisrael were in the desert, and when they were even in Eretz Yisrael, because remember the people of Beit Shemesh, they were also punished when they looked gaze at the Aaron. It's not appropriate to look at the Kelim when they're unsettled, when they're not in their permanent place. And it's not an issue of looking at you get distracted. It's an issue of modesty. Once the Mikdash was built, specifically in Yerushalayim, then the Aaron was home, the Shechida is home, and the Bnei Yisrael were home, so now you can gaze at the Aaron. In other words, when we ask, why were the Kahatim, what's the base of this rule, this halacha, of not looking at the Aaron, or maybe the Kelim, not so clear, so maybe you can say that, like Rav Hirsch, you want to think about the Kelim, not look at the Kelim, because it can be distracting. Rav Chayfetz, really addressing the Kohanim, don't let your power get to your head, right? It's to fight off arrogance, not looking at the Kodesh, the Klei Kodesh. Or maybe what the Gemara is suggesting, based on the Meiri, is suggesting that even Hashem is telling them, at this stage, they have the Mishkan, Shechina's back. I think everything is great. God is telling them that even this state is not the ideal. The Mishkan is not the ideal. The desert is not the ideal. But what's the ideal? Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim are the ideal. You can't look at the Aaron until it comes home in Yerushalayim.